The Vagla Youth Association has established an education trust fund to support and promote the education of underprivileged but brilliant students in Vagla community. 4,500 Ghana cedis has been raised as seed capital for the fund. President of the association, Mrs. Fatih Buduya Seydu, said this at the association's 10th National Congress at Tuna in the Northern Region. She said the association sees education as one of the surest ways to reducing poverty and enhancing holistic development. Correspondent Swal Abdul Wahab reports.
Established several decades ago, Vagla Youth Association, VAYA, comprises various ethnic groups around Bole Bamboi and Swala Tuna Kaga areas. The objectives of the association are to, among other things, promote peace, unity and development in the area in particular and the nation at large. Being mindful of these objectives, education, a tool for sustainable development, was therefore the focus of this year's National Congress of the Association. The National President, Mrs. Fatih Buduya Seydu, elaborates more on why the association establishes the Education Trust Fund.
The objectives and purpose of the Vagla Education Trust Fund are to sponsor education of brilliant but needy students for senior high school education and progressively to tertiary levels based on various program interests, to offer logistical support to basic and secondary schools in VAYA communities as spelled out in the VAYA bylaws, to offer support to non-formal education activities. In the bylaws, we define non-formal education to mean literacy programs in languages of VAYA ethnic groups. To qualify to benefit from the fund, either a mother or a father or both should belong to one of the ethnic groups.
The Northern Regional Minister, Bid Zidin, commended VAYA for its foresight in establishing the fund. Mr. Zidin, whose address was read on his behalf by the DCE for Swala Tuna Kalba, Alhaji Isaac Mumuni Dramani, said government recognizes the contribution of the youth and will continue to give them the opportunity to contribute their quota to the development of the nation.
It is extremely important that the youth group or association, normally endowed with energy and endowments, are accorded the respect and space in the government of this area and of the country, as we are witnessing under His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, who has found space in his government for every youth and talented man and woman.
Mr. Zidin entreated the Swala Tuna Kaga district, religious and traditional leaders in the area to engage the association in the pursuit of their developmental agenda.
Swal Abdul Wahab reporting.